Baby. Baby. Can I come in? No. Honey. Can I come into your pillow fort? I promise I won't wreck the place. I just want to talk. Wow, baby, you did a really good job. I'm sorry. No. Let me finish. You've been working so unbelievably hard. You have. You've been busting your bum to pass all your classes. And it sucks. It 1,000% sucks that you didn't get a physical graduation, that you have to do it digitally. And what's even worse is our trip that we've been planning the whole time you've been in school. It has to be canceled now. I feel awful about the whole thing. And I know it isn't in my control, but it just. You just worked really hard for this. So I wanted to do something special. I know. You say that. And I know you mean it. I'm glad I could make your graduation special. Even if I was sitting next to you at a computer screen. Like, I just wish I could do more. I know I got cake and balloons, but it just feels like, I don't know. Yes, and Chinese food, but it just felt not enough. You know, we had this big, awesome, amazing trip to Disney planned, and now we can't do any of that. So, here's what I was thinking. I wanted to do something special tomorrow. I wanted to have a Disney day. So all the things that we would be able to do in the park, we will do at home at some capacity. Yeah, I don't know, I Googled it because people were doing it, like on Instagram and TikTok apparently, taking their kids to theme parks, even, you know, though they couldn't actually go there. And it gave me a lot of ideas, so I think I'm going to do the same thing. I don't want to spoil all of it, but I do have to ask you a couple questions because I can't do everything. So I wanted to know about like your top five rides that you want to ride and like biggest experiences, because those things are things I want to try to recreate for you, okay? I have some of it planned, but I'll need to do more of it today. I was thinking about it leading up to this because I just didn't know what else to do. I was hoping we could go. Like in my back of my mind for the last month and a half, I was like, maybe things will change and maybe we can go, but it doesn't seem that way. But yeah, so I need to know your five top rides. It could be any park. It could be any park you want. Okay. Haunted Mansion should be easy. That's not too hard. And neither is Space Mountain. Peter Pan might be a little tricky, but I have something for that. Spaceship Earth's gonna be hard, baby. But I think maybe I'll have a solution for that too. A lot of this involves buying a very big cardboard box. I'll have you know. The classic cardboard box ride vehicle. No, it's gonna be more than that. They'll have some lighting effects, and it's gonna be an experience. Just gotta trust me. And then for anything else, you can pick one. You gotta pick a character to do a meet and greet with. If that's the one. Okay, fine. You can give me three, and I'll pick between the three, which was more. All right, so Mickey, which that's gonna be tricky. I don't know. Bell's gonna be really hard. That sounds real, real hard. Aladdin might be possible. We'll see. So, a meeting. You have to get a Disney meal. So, you can either get breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Breakfast. Okay. That, again, easy, easy, easy. I can nail that. Ooh, a Disney snack. Part of me was thinking to go outside, like, do something like the flavored popcorn from Japanese Sea Disney. Or... I mean, if you want something cold, we can get some, like, frozen Disney, like, chocolate pops or something. But I don't want to give away too many hints. I'm giving too many spoilers. I gotta resist the urge to give you spoilers. So what else did I... There's another thing I needed to ask you. Oh, man, I'm blanking on it. Oh, yeah. I want you to dress up, too. Like, dress up tomorrow like you're gonna go to the park. That was very important. I needed to add that. We'll be leaving to go there at 9 o'clock. So, is that too early? All right, we can be leaving to go there at noon. That way you can sleep in a little bit. Yeah. I just hope it makes up for not being able to go. No, I'm not saying we're never going to go. I'm just saying for now, for the foreseeable future, when we can't go, at least we could do this to make up for it. You know, at least it's something. Yeah. I love you too. I am so proud of you. Just like unbelievably proud of you. School's super hard. It's like one of the toughest things we do. And you nailed it. You just knocked it out of the park. You never complained. You were only sick once, and when you were sick, you were really sick. I don't know, you put in the time, you put in the work, and I just want to reward you for it, because I know at the end of it, you get the degree and the diploma, and like the job opportunities and all that stuff, but it's, I don't know, all that stuff is just kind of intangible. So it's nice when you do something, like, where the finish line is kind of fuzzy, where you get something that's nice and concrete. Like something to be like, yeah, you know, it was worth all the terrible, terrible long nights and studying and just incredibly long and boring classes. Like at the end of it, it was worth it. And I know it was worth it, and just going to Disney doesn't make it worth it, but at least it makes it feel like, you know? So I just hope I can give you that tomorrow. Because you deserve it. You really, 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 really do. And I'm so incredibly proud of you. More than you can imagine.